Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey everybody, what's up? And welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, and I've been a successful roofing contractor for over 30 years, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned. You can get more tips, strategies, and free downloads by going to my website at theroofershow.com. I've got another great interview today, and we're going to be talking about live chat. And if you don't know what live chat is, that's that little annoying box that pops up at the bottom of your screen when you're on a website that says, "Hi, I'm Bob. What can I do for you here?" Well, a lot of people don't like that little pop-up. And I used to be one of them, but lately I've changed my tune. And the reason for that is because they really work in converting website visitors into leads. And that's the bottom line. So you're going to want to stick around for this interview today. I've got David Shepler on from Apex Chat. So we're going to have the Dave and Dave show, and we're going to get into this. And this is something that all contractors really need to take a hard look at because the numbers are pretty amazing. You're going to start seeing this on all of your competitors' websites. But before we get into the interview, I want to thank today's sponsor, and that's Ruby Receptionists. And I want to talk about first impressions and how that first contact with your company is going to be one of the top drivers of your prospects' purchasing decisions. And that's where Ruby Receptionists come in. Ruby Receptionists will answer 100% of your calls live, transfer only the calls you want to receive, take messages, address common questions, just like an in-house receptionist, but at a fraction of the cost. Building trust with project owners from the first interaction is critical to earning their business, which is why they do more than simply answering the phone. With Ruby, all your calls will be answered by a friendly professional receptionist. Their positive tone and desire to go above and beyond build relationships from day one, increasing the likelihood of selling that job. If you're relying on voicemail or that impersonal answering service, Forbes magazine tells us that 80% of callers won't even leave a message, but instead just go to your competitors until they find a live person. Ruby gives you the peace of mind to step away from the phone and focus on the activities that make you money. With real-time updates and notifications, you can stay on top of your calls wherever you are. All your messages and voicemails are at your fingertips through the Ruby mobile app and can be delivered to you by text or email. If you want to experience Ruby for yourself, just go to callruby.com/roofershow and go for a test drive. You'll set up a sample greeting. They'll email you a temporary number to call, and you can make as many test calls as you like within a 1-hour window. And you can save $50 on your first full month service by using promo code ROOFER50. That's callruby.com/roofershow. Or call them at 844-326-7829 and start making that great first impression today. So let's get into the interview with Dave Shepler with Apex Chat. Hey, Dave, thanks for coming on to the show today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me, Dave.
Well, I'm looking forward to talking about live chat, but before we do, can you give us a little background about yourself and your company?
Yeah, you bet. So as far as myself, I have been working with Apex Chat now for just over 5 years. And I got to tell you, working with the company, I really enjoy it. It's a company that provides a service that I wholeheartedly believe in. I know that it works. It's been great for me. Apex Chat has actually been around for 10 years now. We're celebrating our 10th anniversary, started in 2008. We currently work with over 4,000 contractors across the country today, and also have some great relationships with some of the different manufacturing companies in the contractor business and so forth.
Well, let's jump into this. And as a contractor, what's in it for me and why would I want to get into this service?
Yeah, great question. So today, I think most people out there are fairly aware of what live chat is. Not all people, though, know how it can be used and best utilized for their business. So some people think that when they go to a website and they see an option to start a live chat, they may be familiar with it in terms of customer service or technical support for, you know, their cable company or something along those lines.
Right.
The type of live chat we're talking about is being used as a conversion tool and a way to generate more leads from your website for your business. And so, you know, most contractors out there today, I'm sure they have their website, and someone who gets to their website have the option of either A, calling the phone number that they have listed there, or simply filling out one of those online contact forms. However, there's another way to engage with prospects and visitors to your website, and it's extremely effective, and that's live chat. And so, you know, you spend money and you do all this online marketing or advertising to get people to your website, and you want to make sure that you're able to do everything you can to maximize that conversion once they get there. And live chat provides a huge boost to that, because I think everybody understands that not everybody is comfortable picking up the phone initially, and then sometimes just simply filling out a contact form. You don't know necessarily when or if someone is going to get back to you. So it's not necessarily the thing people like most there either.
Well, I like it, and I use it a lot on a number of websites, but also I hear people complaining that, hey, this thing's a pain in the ass. It just pops up, and it's distracting, and they don't use it. But I know it works, and the numbers are good. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, good question. You know, I agree with you. I don't necessarily care for the type of chat that pops up at me when I get to a website either. I mean, it can be a little bit annoying. I prefer a live chat option and one that we use here at our company, where there's just a little option that says live chat available or has a friendly face, and it just sort of sits in the bottom right-hand corner of your website. So it's looked at as more of an option. It's not an annoyance or anything like that. And what I can tell you is that through some of the studies that we have here, both done internally and from third-party studies, is that 79% of consumers actually favor live chat. 42% of customers selected live chat as their preferred method of giving contact information, which is higher than any other lead-generating method. So the data that we have, the information and so forth, and obviously the leads that we're able to generate with our company, certainly show that it's effective, that it's a preferred method for a large majority of people out there today.
Your goal is really to turn this chat into hard leads rather than just sites that provide a more of a customer service.
Correct. Well, I mean, that would be the goal for really any contractor out there that's going to implement live chat on their website. So, you know, live chat is something that a business can try to do internally themselves. And if they have that ability, in other words, they have the manpower where they can dedicate someone to sit in front of a computer in case someone starts a chat, you know, then they can take it themselves, and only themselves are going to be able to know how to answer their specific questions best. However, most companies out there, especially contractors and businesses that can't afford to sit someone down in front of a computer all day to handle chats, just don't have that ability or capability. So they know that live chat is important. They just don't have the resources. And so a company like ours, we actually handle the chats on their behalf 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And our role is that we're there to help ask and answer a few simple questions with the person that starts a chat. We want to engage with them. We want to sort of pre-qualify, make sure that they're indeed looking for a service provided by the business, and really try to convert that conversation into a new lead and prospect for the business. So whether we're doing it or they're doing it themselves, the goal is certainly to help convert that conversation into a new lead.
Yeah, well, I certainly don't want to screw around with that doing it in-house, but I have to imagine that a lot of this happens over after business hours. Is that right?
That's exactly right, and that's why it's so important for 24/7 coverage. So I would say to anybody out there listening that is either currently taking their own chats at their business during business hours or is thinking about taking their own chats, what I can tell you is that 42% of the leads that we generate for our clients come after normal business hours. So that is a lot of potential business that you're leaving on the table if you don't have 24/7 coverage. So yes, good point. You're going to miss out on a lot of potential new business if you don't have that 24/7 coverage.
And I think that's going to happen more and more as time goes on. People are expecting that. You're getting, you know, people are doing this after hours, middle of the night, whatever. And I think that's a huge advantage. Otherwise, what are you going to do? Leave a message on the machine? Well, people aren't going to do that because they know they're not going to get a call back. So I think this is a great service. Now, tell me, who's answering these chats and how does this work? What kind of questions are they asking, and are they using a script, or can you tell me, how does all this work?
Yeah, so in terms of what we do here, as I mentioned, we handle chats on behalf of the contractors 24/7. So we actually have over 150 chat agents that are specifically trained, and all they do is handle chats. Now, they obviously have some industry-trained knowledge in home services, for example, but we also work off of a script, and we customize that script for each one of our clients. So in other words, this allows our agents to know exactly what services that contractor provides. They know a little bit about that particular business, that they have a business description and so forth. They also are aware of the geographic service areas that that business works in. So they use that when handling the chat, and the type of questions and so forth that they're going to be engaging in is going to be things like, you know, gee, can you tell me a little bit about the project you're considering? Okay, so if they're inquiring about needing a new roof, we can follow that up with questions such as, you know, is there a particular type of roof you're interested in? How soon are you looking to start this project? We'll find out, you know, can you provide me with the address of the job site? And so our role really is to ask and answer some simple questions so that we know if the person we're chatting with is a good prospect for the business. So we're actually pre-qualifying them. And once we get through those simple Q&A, we're going to start to redirect that conversation towards, you know, the next step would be to speak with one of our roofing specialists and schedule a free estimate. You know, would you like to schedule that? What day and time might work best for you? Or if the person that we're chatting with starts to ask a lot of specific questions that, of course, we're not going to have all the answers to, we can let them know in a nice way that, you know, unfortunately, we don't have that answer, but I'd be happy to have one of our roofing specialists get back to you who can answer all your questions in more detail. And so this works extremely well, but that's sort of how the chat flow works.
I like it. It sounds like we're going to be writing those questions in such a way that we're moving that prospect down to identifying them really as more of our ideal customer. So they're really giving us more qualified leads. What do we get back to know that, in fact, these are qualified leads?
Yes. So basically, once our conversation ends with the prospect, immediately after the chat ends, we will send the lead to the business. and they receive a full transcript of the chat that just took place within a minute or two. So we're essentially handing them off a hot lead. The way we send the lead is we'll typically send them an email to as many email addresses as they'd like it to go to. And we can also actually, we have the ability, if they're using a CRM system internally, which is always a great idea to help you manage your leads internally and so forth, we can actually push the leads directly into their CRM system if they'd like us to do that. So as soon as they get that lead, obviously they're going to want to contact that prospect as soon as possible. That's always what we sort of hit on most when speaking to a new client is we're going to get you this lead. At that point, it's up to you to close it. And the longer you wait to get back to them, the more possibility that that prospect has to go somewhere else because they're not getting responded to. So very important to respond as quickly as possible. We do have one other feature with our service, which works extremely well, also, Dave, and this just sort of comes with our service. But if we're chatting with a good prospect for the business, we actually have a way to connect that person directly to the business by phone, and we'll only do that during the days and times that the office would like us to. So, basically, we'll ask the person in the chat, would you like to speak with somebody right now who can assist you further? If they say yes, we ask them for the phone number where they can be reached, and our service will automatically dial that number. We connect the prospect. We'll also dial the business at the same time, and we'll connect those two parties together instantly. So if we're able to do that, that increases conversion rates even further because it completely does away with phone tag and email tag.
Yeah, well, back to your point about calling back quickly, I think that's something that's really important and where I can see the problems with the conversions. It's just like whether it's a online form or whatever, people expect an immediate call. And if you don't get back to them quickly, they're going to be gone somewhere else. And I think that's just critical. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, I completely agree 1,000%. With our service, the majority of the time, if I hear from somebody that, that the service isn't working well for them because they're not converting, the leads that we're sending, my first question is, well, what's your process internally of how do you handle these leads? Because most of the time, that's going to be the pain point. They may say, well, if I'm busy, I get to that lead, as soon as I can, and I'll shoot them an email or I'll call and I'll leave a message if I get their voicemail. But then far too often, that lead is not followed up on in a way that it should be. And so that prospect is more than likely going to move on to another company who is right on top of, getting back to them right away, or, able to follow up with them in a manner where they are able to get them on the phone, schedule that appointment. So you're completely right. I agree with you 1,000%. Acting on those leads, the quicker, the better. Those leads cool off within, minutes. So
exactly. So I was looking at your website and you talk a lot about text and the text feature that you have. I know that that's my preference now. And I think everything's so much as moving to text because it's quick. I don't want to talk to anybody on the phone. I just want to have some quick information. What is it that I know that you hit on it briefly there, but tell me a little more about the text feature of this program.
Yeah, you bet. And I'll tell you that regardless of whether somebody is using Apex Chat, Live Chat, or any other chat option out there, it's extremely important that it offers a texting option. And so what that means is what we do for our clients is if you go to their website on a mobile device, in addition to having an option to chat, we will put a button on there that says text us. And we'll actually go out as part of our setup process for a new client and get them their own unique phone number matching their area code. And we use that number for one purpose, and that's for this texting option. Mm-hmm. So if someone clicks text us, their native text messaging application opens up on their phone. They send a text message, and it'll come to us 24/7, just like any other chat would. But we're able to have that communication with the visitor through texting. And one thing I'll tell you is that, and I don't think this is going to surprise anybody, but there's a huge shift towards text-based communication, as we all know. So the average American actually spends 26 minutes a day texting versus 6 minutes on phone calls. And that study was actually done several months ago, so I'm sure that number is only, that gap is only getting wider. So again, to offer the way that so many people prefer to communicate is going to look very favorably on your business to give them that preferred method of communication. So again, we can handle those text message inquiries on behalf of the business. And you can also, if you're running any AdWords campaigns through Google, Google now allows for you to put a text to chat option right in your AdWords campaign. So again, if someone engages there, we can handle those inquiries for the business. And you can also plug it into your Google My Business page listing. You have a message button there, enter in the texting number. And again, that's just another place where we can engage with potential prospects for the business. So texting is huge. I think nobody would really argue with that nowadays. And I highly recommend that everybody make that an offering of a way for your prospects to communicate with your business.
I totally agree. I mean, you've got to communicate in the way that your customers want. And like I said, I don't want to get on the phone. I don't want to talk with anybody, but I would text. I want the information. I want to confirm an appointment, or I'm interested in having somebody coming out. It's just one more way to communicate, and particularly as the more and more millennials that you're going to be dealing with that are buying homes, and you're going to be, you know, it's something that I think you have to really take a hard look at.
Yeah, you know, and whether it's providing this you know ability to text with your business or the live chat on your website and so forth that we talked about earlier, another thing to consider as a business is just by having that available 24/7, a live person available to chat with, it really shows that your business is very customer focused, right? That you're wanting to provide all options for people who come to your website. And B, if you're a smaller company, it can make you appear actually larger because you actually have someone available 24/7 to chat with.
Can you give me some real-world examples? I mean, I know that you deal with a lot of contractors. How are some of your contractors, what's the feedback you're getting? Give us some real-world examples of what it's doing for some of these companies and something maybe we haven't talked about.
Sure. So what typically holds true with our clients that I can speak of is that whatever the amount of leads that they're currently getting from their website without chat, whatever that number is, after they add our live chat service, typically they'll report an average increase of about 30 to 40% more leads than what they were getting before. So, you know, obviously meaning simple math, if a contractor is getting, you know, 10 leads a month today from their site and they add our chat service, they can expect probably 3 or 4 additional leads on top of that 10 a month as a result of chat. So instead of getting 10, they'll probably get 13 or 14. Obviously that number is higher for contractors who may be getting 100 leads a month today. We can get them an extra 30 or 40 as a result of live chat. So there is a significant increase in the number of leads that they get. The other thing I can say about our service is that, at least for us specifically, is we don't have any long-term commitment obligations with us. Our service is month to month. And having said that, our retention rate is extremely high, well over 90%. So if our service was not working, if contractors were not getting additional business and converting, you know, more leads as a result of live chat, at any point in time, they could, you know, stop our service. But the facts are is that that just doesn't happen. So they're happy with the quality of the service. They are getting more business, and we get that feedback all the time. And so they do mention as well that people, you know, have expressed to them that they, you know, are happy that they had that option for texting and chat and so forth. But at any rate, it has been a huge positive for them.
Also, it's important for contractors to understand what that website visitor is doing there. They're probably not there to make the commitment to make a phone call or fill out your estimate form or any of that. They're just taking a look around. They're checking out your company, maybe what kind of products that you've got. So the longer you can keep them on your site to get them to go deeper into your story is just one more way of building up that know, like, and trust. Otherwise, they're pretty much going to move on, and for the most part, you've lost them forever. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah, I absolutely would, Dave. And, you know, by having that live chat option on the website, there's a couple things that I'll sort of zoom in on that you just mentioned. One is to, you know, you want people to stay on your website as long as possible. And there's actually some reasons for that, because that's one of the factors that Google factors in when ranking your site is time on site. And so if you have a live chat option there and someone engages in that live chat, obviously, where normally they may have just left, then that is extending the time on site for that visitor. So that's actually sort of a little added bonus with the live chat. But, I mean, for anybody listening right now, I'm sure that most everyone today, being as busy as people are and just, again, coming down to preferences and so forth, if you're going to a website, and by the way, well over half of the visitors to websites are going there on their mobile devices now, on their iPhones or their Androids. And if you go to a site and you see right there on your phone that there's an option to text the business or to have a quick live chat with the business, I'm sure most people are going to say, yeah, that I'm going to go ahead and do that, because I don't really want to get tied up in a phone call at that particular moment. Maybe you're a little bit busy and you did have some time to do a search. Well, you can, again, it's also a non-threatening sort of way to start an engagement for some people as well. People who may be nervous to pick up the phone initially. You have all sorts of scenarios, but to start that engagement process through chat, through text, it warms them up a little bit. And then they can say, yeah, you know what? I would like to speak to somebody about setting up a free estimate. And then we can, you know, set that time with them that works best. So a whole lot of positives and reasons why live chat is important, why it works, and why it really maximizes your conversion.
That's a great point you brought up about the mobile, because we talk about that all the time on the show, is that you have to provide that visitor with a good mobile experience. And there's still a lot of contractors that don't have a mobile responsive website, and that's a big mistake.
You bet.
All right, well, I'm sold. I think it's a great feature that everybody should take a look at, but what is this going to cost me? And so tell me how that works.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. And you know, sometimes people think that when you get to this point of any conversation, okay, here's the hard part, right? Or here's why it's not so easy. But I can tell you, again, this is actually one of the reasons why I enjoy working for Apex Chat so much, is the way we charge for our service and the amount we charge for our service is great. It's extremely fair. Contractors love it. So let me get into that. We are strictly a pay-for-performance pricing model, and we only charge for qualified leads that we deliver to our clients. So what does that mean, a qualified lead? A qualified lead means that someone started a chat on your website, and there's some conditions that need to be met. Those conditions are, we have to get the person's name. We have to get their contact information. We're going to ask for their phone number and their email address. Typically, we're able to get both, but as long as we get at least one or the other. The person we're chatting with has to be looking for a service that the contractor provides. They have to be in the geographic service area for where that contractor services customers. And they have to be the property owner. So only if those conditions are met during the chat are we actually going to bill the contractor for a lead. When we send that lead to the contractor, by the way, they get the full transcript, again, like I said, within a couple of minutes. So they see everything that just took place. Okay. So just to be clear here, not every chat that starts on a website do we bill for. So for example, someone comes to the site, they start a chat, maybe they say, hey, I'm looking for a job, are you guys hiring? Or they say, you know, I need to have some siding work done on my home, and this particular contractor doesn't do siding. Any number of things like that. Or if it's an existing customer of the business, and they say, hey, I'm trying to get in touch with so-and-so, I have an appointment scheduled, I need to change the appointment, or I'm calling about an existing project on my home, I have questions. So we're going to let those people know, hey, I'm going to forward your information onto the office, someone will get back to you as soon as possible. But guess what? We're not going to bill them for that. So in a sense, they get that service for free. Now, what we typically charge per qualified lead is a whopping $18. Mm. So $18 for a lead that met the qualifications that I spoke of earlier. That's how we bill. There's no monthly fee on top of it. And as I mentioned earlier, there's also no long-term commitment obligations.
So as opposed to this crappy lead I'm getting from Home Advisor, for instance, that they're sending out to three or four or five guys, this is going to be one, it sounds like, qualified pretty well. And two, it's only coming to me. You're not pushing these out to other contractors.
Thanks for bringing that up, Dave, because that is something that we really need to make clear to the contractors. Because as you mentioned, there's other type of lead services out there that aren't, you know, it's certainly not matching apples to apples with us in terms of what they do. We're actually converting from their site. But yeah, the leads we generate off of the site go one place and one place only, and that's directly to that business, to whatever email addresses they want us to send it to. So we're not sharing that lead with anybody else. We're not selling that lead. It only goes to them.
Well, and wrapping up, I really think this is a great service that every contractor should really take a hard look at. But how can we get more information, and how do we get in contact with you and the company?
You bet. So what I'm doing, or what we've done here for your particular show, is we've set up a landing page because we're going to, in addition to that per lead price I mentioned, there is a one-time initial setup fee to get started with our service. Nothing crazy involved there. It's typically in the neighborhood of about $250. But we're going to offer a 50% off of our initial one-time setup fee for anybody who contacts us as a result of having found out about us through your show. So the landing page they could go to would be
try.apexchat.com/theroofershow. So that's try.apexchat.com/theroofershow.
And when they get to that landing page, you know, just ask for their name and contact information and so forth. And when they submit that, obviously we'll know it's as a result of your show, and we'd be happy to honor that half off of the setup fee. And then as well, if someone wants to pick up the phone and give me a call, that is more than fine as well, and just say they heard about us on the Roofer Show, and my direct phone number that they can reach me on personally is 925-237-9202.
Well, that's great. We'll have all that in the show notes so anybody can check that out. But Dave, I really appreciate it. Great conversation, and you take care, and I'll see you soon.
Dave, thanks again for having me on. I really appreciate you and the information that you're getting out there for all the roofing contractors. You do a great job, and it's been a pleasure being on your show. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave, and we'll see you soon. Well, that's it for the show today. I really appreciate everybody listening. And something I haven't publicized very often is that I work with a number of roofing contractors to help them grow a more profitable business. And I'm opening up a few more spots slowly as I go. But if you're interested, give me a call or drop me an email at dave@theroofershow.com. You can go to my website, and there's a button. You can set up a free half-hour consultation, and we can talk and see if there's a way I can help you in your business. And to get a feel of what we do, we generally start off with a business plan because we're asking the questions that you need to answer. And you can get a copy of this. I've got a short version. It's called the One Page Business Plan on my website. And that's a free download. You can check it out, download it, answer the questions, and it'll give you a pretty good feel of how to design a professional business plan. So if it's something you're interested, give me a call and we can chat about it. In the meantime, we'll see you next week on The Roofer Show.